First, we'll look at Stanislavski, who invented a systematic approach to acting that involves three elements: study, emotional experience, and physical embodiment. The book I selected for your readings is the second one of his trilogy. He wrote, An Actor Prepares, Building a Character, and Creating a Role, often called the ABCs of acting. He also wrote a biography called My Life in Art. The first two books were written in the form of a dialogue, a conversation between a teacher and his pupils, consisting of questions and answers. For Stanislavski, body training is considered an art. There's an ideal body on the stage, or rather, an ideal body and a body on the stage, and they're not always the same. Although an actor should be balanced and flexible, of course, he stresses gymnastics and dance for developing rhythm and balance. A lot of the focus is on the spinal column, the core, and the energy and motor centers. Stanislavski would ask his students to study how people walk. For instance, if a younger person's playing an older person, they would observe an older person and try to imitate. Maybe the hips aren't quite as flexible, and maybe the knees are tender and the muscles aren't quite as strong. He's also concerned with the inner state of energy. The external, physical state is based on the inner sense of energy and the movement of energy. These principles also apply to sport, as any athlete can attest.